Like, it's like a Whopper Jr., but shingles.
Yeah.
Let's look up shingles real quick.
Oh, I've been looking it up. And
it's herpes. It's herpes.
Oh, my God.
I fucking knew it. You've been rolling with the herp.
Yeah, so originally, the story for our listeners is that yesterday, so I like to drink my water out of my little cup with a straw, and I have these reusable straws, and most of them are metal, so you can just toss them in the dishwasher. A few of them are plastic, so you have to clean them by hand. But apparently, I must not have, or David must not have, or somebody must not have actually washed one of them. Because after I drank about a glass of water, realized that there was a bunch of little tiny like flecks of black mold inside the straw. So I was like, oh, okay. I looked it up and it was like, you know, unless you like eat the straw, right? Like probably you'll be fine.
Did you go back and try to eat the straw just to see if that's true?
No. So a couple hours later, I was going to the bathroom and I noticed like a rash on my stomach, but it wasn't itchy. And so I looked it up and it was like a mold rash is common if you eat mold, but it'll be like an itchy rash and it won't necessarily be on your stomach, but it would be like itchy. And so I was like, take like antihistamines to help with the itch. And I was like, this doesn't itch. So I was like, whatever. I put lotion on it and then went to bed. And when I woke up, it was all much bigger. It was very painful. It looks like, or it feels like, you know, like when you get like really cystic acne.
I don't know what that's like.
It hurts to touch. That is what this is like, except all over my lower torso region and upper legs. And it really hurts. So now I think it might be shingles. And we started looking it up. And apparently there are a few confirmed cases of people getting a Pfizer vaccine and then getting shingles.
Well, I got the Pfizer and I don't have any shingles, so this sounds like a you problem.
Okay. Well, so I might have death by vaccine side effects this weekend on top of shingles.
Yeah, because you just got your second shot, what, like an hour ago? 2 hours?
3 hours ago. I was late. It was at 10:30, but we got there at like 11. So
rude.
I called them when I was on my way, and I was like, we're late, and they were like, it's fine.
We're not mad, we're just disappointed.
Yeah, that was the energy. And I also forgot my CDC vaccination card.
Jesus Christ, Rebecca.
But this pharmacy, when I knew it would be fine, because when I got my first one, they just put a sticker on the vaccination card. So I was like, they'll probably just give me the sticker. And that's exactly what they did. They just gave me the sticker and they were like, it's fine. Just put this on it when you get home. So it was okay. Yeah. She was like, this happens all the time. I was like, David like was using it to test his app for work.
What was he so it was testing
on
with
his
it?
Desk. They're like trying to like see if they can verify COVID vaccine cards like with people's identities. So you can have some database that like...
Oh, so he wants to throw us all in a database. Okay, Bill Gates.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't trust him anymore.
Exactly. Oh, you ever trusted him?
No, but I liked to let him think that I did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I hate to see him cry.
Anyway, so if any of our listeners have either dealt with a mold rash or shingles and can weigh in and help, because it's really painful and I don't know what to do. And the internet is just like, it'll pass. And I'm like, this really hurts.
It says it resolves within days to weeks.
Okay, but it really hurts.
Are you just getting this so that when I'm there and we have to move you, then...
I don't have to do
anything. Then you don't have to do anything. Like, I can't. I have shingles.
I have shingles. Guys. No, I hope it's gone by then. I would not choose this. It's really painful. Like, we went for a little walk after I got my vaccine. We ordered Subway and we have like 15 minutes to kill. So David had us drive to the Colorado State University football stadium, which
is Jesus Christ.
In Fort Collins. And so we were going to walk around it, and I was able to walk for like, I don't know, 50 yards. And I was like, I got to turn around. I can't walk. This hurts. Because, yeah, it just feels like painful pimples and blisters like all over my torso. It's really, so I've got my like very loose stretch pants on right now and got some aloe vera on it. I don't know what else to do.
Steroids, I think.
I don't have any steroids.
CVS maybe has steroids.
Can you get like over the counter steroids?
I have no idea.
See, I was gonna like I was gonna wait a couple days, because if it is from the mold, then it'll probably go away after I take like a Benadryl tonight, which is what I'm gonna do.
Taking a Benny.
But if it's shingles, it'll probably last longer. So they're just gonna wait, see what happens after like Monday, and go to a doctor if it's worse.
I like the picture on Google of the person who has shingles, and she's like holding her shirt up, like, "Hi, I've got shingles."
Hi, I would show it to you. It's gross.
You sent us a picture.
That was way before it got really gross.
But this happened
before.
This was before you got your second shot.
Yes. Yes. But now it's, I mean, I can show you a glimpse here. Like, that's just part of it.
Maybe it's just bed bugs.
All around my torso. No, because David doesn't have it at all.
Well, they're allergic to him. Historically.
And it's just like my belly, basically. So
you're fucking disgusting.
Guess I have skin herpes. You sound like a pervert.
Oh man. I'm all out of cash.
Oh man. I'm all out of cash.
Well, I did not get shingles, so I don't think you did either.
That checks out.
Yeah. Since. I'm just running the numbers here. And if I didn't get them, then you definitely didn't.
Yeah, but I got my second vaccine this morning. The best part was that I got it at a Safeway, which is a grocery store here. And when you get your COVID vaccine at a Safeway, they give you a coupon for Safeway, 10% off your next grocery order.
Wow, nice.
So David was like, "Let's buy a bunch of stuff." So we went grocery shopping after I got my
About $1,000 worth of groceries.
It was up to $200. They put a cap on it.
Oh, that's not too bad, though. Do you know how many pickles you could buy with $200?
So I got some soup and like mac and cheese and just all my comfort foods.
Yeah, you're going to feel like shit in about 12 hours.
Yeah. I got some ramen with like chicken broth.
Mm-hmm.
Miso soup.
I'm making pizza dough tonight to make homemade pizza tomorrow. I'm very excited.
Oh, fun.
Chris refreshed my cast iron, so it's good. I can put the dough right in there, like a little pan pizza.
Nice.
So excited.
David says he knows how to do that to a cast iron, but the last time he did it to all of his cast irons, the smoke alarms all went off because he used
the wrong oil
that had a very low smoke point, so it's just burning.
That's embarrassing. And you stayed with them after that, though. Good for you. I guess love is real.
Yeah. What else happened this week? I took my exam. It went well. A lot better than the last one by like 20 points. So that was good.
Mm-hmm. Do your parents love you yet as a result, or are they still holding out on that?
We'll see. I did like come out of my exam and I told David I got an 84 and he was like, "Why not 85?
David is actually an Asian parent.
Yeah.
That's what Jen says all the time about tiger parents and stuff like that. And so I've learned a lot about Asian parents and their children.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. I'm glad you did better. Because I just can't stand when you bitch about school. It's like, don't go then.
Okay.
If you're bad at school, just don't go.
I'm almost done. I've got one easy class left and then one harder class in the fall. But this class was supposedly one of the hardest ones. So,
did you enjoy it though? Because you like learning all
this, right?
It's not over
yet, but it is really interesting, and it was very well taught, which I appreciate. The professor was very like engaged and obviously cared a lot, which is not something that you see a lot. I do need to read off this text conversation with my family after I got my second vaccine. My brother and I guess, convinced my mom that we were suddenly, like, just done with COVID restrictions and, like, yeah, fuck it all.
No masks.
Because a couple weeks ago, I had said that, like, oh, David finally got his vaccine appointment or whatever, and my brother was like, yeah, then we can finally burn all these liberal masks. He was kidding, of course. But so this morning, I texted them, got my second vaccine. Time to burn all these dang hippie masks. And my mom goes, nope, you can't burn your masks. You still have to wear them. Like, fully serious.
He's like, no, I'm vaccinated.
And Josh goes, yeehaw, burn them. My mom sends angry face emoji. No, you can't burn them. Did all the rest of the Michigan anti-maskers get into your head? And I sent a gif from Game of Thrones of somebody saying, burn them all.
Spoilers.
And Josh goes, pretty sure flu season is over, so there's nothing to worry about anymore. And my mom goes, you're still supposed to wear them out in public. It's to protect others that don't have the vaccine. I said, sounds like mainstream media nonsense to me.
Did you say anything back yet?
Yeah. So then Josh goes, yeah, I don't think that's right. I'm pretty sure once you have the vaccine, you're allowed to do whatever you want. Our mom goes, that's not what I heard. So then she sent back a link to the CDC's website being like, please read this. And I was just like, Mom, we're messing with you.
Oh, you should have kept going with it. You should have sent a picture of your mask, like, in a pot boiling, be like, we're done with these. Never
again.
That's
what David said. He said we should put one of our old masks, like, in the oven.
Like, we've had it in the oven at 350 for 30 minutes, and it's not on fire yet.
I don't know what's going on. This is Bill Gates.
He made them so we can't ever get rid of them.
Like that lady in Texas being like, the snow doesn't melt. And she was holding a lighter up to the snow and being like, it burns. It doesn't melt. And the best part about that was all around her, you could hear the water dripping off of her roof from the snow melting.
No, that was someone's peeing on the roof.
I was like, snow burns because like precipitation works by like, okay, she obviously didn't pay attention in science class. Precipitation works by the water molecules like grabbing onto dirt particles in the air. And that's why, like, when it rains, your car gets dirty, like rain stains, because it's actually dirt in the rain and in the snow. So that's what's actually burning if you put a lighter up to snow, is particles. But she thought it was Bill Gates' snow. I was like, how? That sounds so complicated to pull off. Like, what are they flying over Austin, Texas? Pouring snow on it constantly?
The snow's filled with microchips. The rain is when water bonds to these waterproof microchips and then lands in your hair. Sorry that
our
I'm not afraid to say that.
Flagged it's for COVID like misinformation. Yeah.
That'd be funny.
We got Subway on the way home.
What kind of sandwiches?
I got the spicy whatever. The
spicy Italian?
Spicy. Yeah.
That's my favorite one.
But I was telling David, I used to just always get the Veggie Delight because when I was in high school, I was vegetarian.
Dumb.
And I was like, there was nowhere in my hometown that you could get, like, if you were out and about and you needed, you were out with friends or whatever, there was no, like, vegetarian options. Wasn't like you could go to Burger King and get a Beyond Whopper back then. So I would always just get Subway and I would get the Veggie Sub with cheese and then a bunch of veggies. Mm-hmm. David was like, you would just eat vegetables on bread? And I was like, it tasted the same as a sub.
It's basically
a
salad.
It tastes like a sub. It just doesn't have the meat, but it still has the veggies and the mayo and the cheese. And
so it still wasn't good for you?
No, but it didn't have meat in it. I would get the light mayo. And
okay, never mind then.
Sometimes I wouldn't do cheese, but yeah. So now my clothes all smell like Subway.
I like that smell.
This putrid like, we got this liquid, like, soothing rub to put on, like, rashes and painful bumps, and it smells horrible.
That's how you know it's working.
Yeah, we'll see if it works.
Are your shingles leaking pus anywhere yet?
No.
Okay, well, then you're in for a treat later.
Oh.
You could save that and use it to pickle vegetables.
No.
Yeah, you can.
Are you just clipping your nails while we record the podcast? That audio is going to be in the podcast.
No, I'm going to cut it out because it's not being picked up on your end.
I hate that.
Look, I need to do it. And right now I'm just sitting here listening to you talk about nothing. So.
Okay.
Guess we're done recording. Forget it.
Yeah. Podcast is over. We had a good run. We don't have any prepared posts this week because, you know, we had a busy week. And then this morning we were driving to my vaccine. So we'll just see what we find. You know, I did post something myself this week on Reddit, we went to the dog trainer this week, and the trainer, like, it's for socialization training because Cammy's really anxious around other dogs. And so we'd done, like, reactive dog classes with her before, which is basically, like, how to keep them from going crazy when they're on a walk. And the trainer was like, I think she's ready to, like, move past that because now you want her to learn how to actually socialize with a dog rather than, like, how to distract her when there's another dog around. So we did a socialization consultation with this trainer, which is where you go to the trainer's house, and then the trainer, like, one by one introduced Cammy to her dogs. She had two different dogs of very different energy levels, and then just saw how Cammy interacted with them. So she did, like, proper introductions where they're, like, off-leash but in, like, a fenced-in area, and they get to sniff each other and all this stuff, and Cammy did really well, but she kept looking at, like, me or David to be like, what do I do? Like, a dog would try to play with her, and she was like, I don't know what you're trying to do. So she doesn't know how to be a dog. She, like, doesn't know how to be a dog. Yeah, she just keeps looking at us, like, yeah, she kept looking at us, like, what am I supposed to be doing right now? So the trainer was like, you should try to find people in the area that have, you know, well-behaved dogs, well-socialized dogs that she could hang out with. So I posted on Reddit, in the Denver subreddit, being like, if anyone has well-socialized dogs and, like, a fenced-in space, like, we're trying to make some dog friends, do some dog play dates, so let me know. And some people downvoted it.
It's not their job to raise your idiot dog. Get a better dog.
I got, like, 4 or 5 messages of people being like, yeah, we have a dog, we're looking for dog friends. Because a lot of people, like, feel the same way. Like, you can bring your dog to dog parks and get them socialization that way, but that would be like only ever bringing your kid to, like, a different school every day, right? Like,
you need regular dog friends,
any consistent friends that way. Yeah, so
just go to the dog park and be like, hey, we noticed your vibe from across the dog park and just would love to buy you a bone.
Yeah, but I think the trainer was like, you can tell that she needs, like, a few introductions first before she's comfortable. So it'd be good for her to have a couple consistent buds in the area that she can hang out with, of, like, different size and energy level. And so she can kind of get acclimated that way. So I've gotten a lot of messages, but the post overall got, like, downvotes, which was just shocking. And then somebody replied and said, what breed? And I said, she's a Staffy mix. And that got, like, 5 downvotes. I was like, what the fuck?
Like, nope, fuck this.
Fuck this, Pipple, evil murder dog.
We know what you are. Cammy's, like, the nicest dog I've ever met.
She is. She is. Well, and a lot of people who actually, like, have Pipples will tell you that. Of, like, they are the most loyal, friendly dogs ever. They're just sometimes really, like, excitable around other dogs, so they have to be properly socialized, which is what we're trying to do. I'm just trying to do the right thing for my silly dumb dog, you know. All right, well, I'm just gonna go ahead, head to Am I the Asshole. We're gonna see what we find. This is gonna be a loose episode. We've had these before. We're gonna have one again.
So loose. So other stuff this week that I can't stop thinking about is how many people are just murdered every day.
Yeah, I did think about that a lot.
I've been super angry and feeling very helpless about it.
I was going to avoid talking about it because I don't know what we necessarily have to contribute to this discourse other than just pure rage.
Yes.
Aside from the police murders, there's been like a mass shooting every day this week.
Nature is healing.
Nature is healing. The mass shootings are coming back. So that's really cool. Still not over like the mass shooting that happened down the street from us in Boulder. We drove by that King Supers when we were in Boulder last week. And there's just a massive like memorial out front. The store's still shut down. And it was just very sad. So, and the police are still just killing unarmed people. I don't know. I feel very helpless is the thing. Like, I don't, you know, you can call your senators and tell them to pass the George Floyd Act, which is like the bare minimum. It's like, stop giving the police military weapons. Stop, you know, qualified immunity. Make it like required for them to have their body cams on at all times, and just basic accountability, which is, I guess, something we can do. We can all call our Congress people, but I don't know what else.
Mm-hmm.
What else to do?
I don't either. Maybe we can find some resources and share them on the Twitter. I don't know, but I've been thinking about that all week, and so. Just wanted to say something before we get into the nonsense.
That's good. That's good. I feel like our role here is also to just provide some nonsense outside of all of the bad.
I guess, but what if the nonsense is bad? Then what have we
become? We'll try to avoid. We'll avoid any bad posts.
Yeah, maybe this David will give us some more really good ones. David's like, this one's about two dogs that died. Enjoy.
That does sound like David. Okay. This one sounds like it's about nothing. Am I the asshole for, quote, not allowing my girlfriend to send her food back for a second time?
You need to send me the links or throw them in a doc if you can make one, because I need them later to post in the file anyway.
All right. I'll send them in the chat. Here we go. I, 28 male, work the graveyard shift as a corrections officer in a prison. I've been dating my girlfriend, 26 female, for just under a year now. About once a week or so, some of my coworkers and I like to stop at a local diner to grab a bite to eat on the way home. They are very, very accommodating to us COs, as well as our brother cops and other people who were okay. Mm. Nope.
All cops are bastards. So yeah, you are the asshole.
We'll just cut this.
No, I'm just leaving it in there.
No. All right, let's find something else.
ACAB.
Brother cops. Anyone who says brother cops.
We roll up in there. We're like the thin blue line in the house. Gonna need some pancakes.
All right. There's some weird ones. These all sound pretty boring. Let's see. For not. Okay. This one sounds interesting. I'll send it to you. Am I the asshole for not preparing gluten-free and vegan option for friends when having friends over for dinner? Disclaimer, we are allowed to meet in groups of 10. Very low, you know what, local to me. Okay, they're not allowed to mention COVID in Am I the Asshole.
Yeah, so that's what we learned.
They're saying they're meeting in groups of 10 because COVID cases are low. We all know that, like, if you're 10 people or less, COVID's going to show up and be like, oh, no, this is
no,
okay.
No, can't do it here. I will allow this. As long as you're not out after 10 p.m. Because at 10 p.m., COVID's like, here we fucking go.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go-vid.
Yeah. More like go-vid. All right. Am I the asshole for not preparing gluten-free? Whatever. I had some friends over for dinner, and I grilled some burgers and made a salad.
Classic.
I have two friends, they're a couple, that are vegetarian. So I also made some seitan. Is it seitan?
I don't know.
It's S-E-I-T-A. And it's really good. I've had it before. It's like a meat substitute. Some seitan tacos. My sister was on the list. She's celiac, so I got some gluten-free buns as well. Six total people were invited. One of the invitees brings her friend that I've known for a really long time. I really strongly dislike this friend. She's rude and condescending and likes to pick fights. Friend I dislike walks in. They're not really your friend. Walks in and starts looking around and then immediately gets pissy with me for, quote, not having stuff she can eat. I ask her what she means, since most of the time I see her eating delivery pizza or McDonald's. She starts claiming to be both vegan and gluten-free. Far be it from me to judge dietary choices, but I frequently see her eat fast food. She spent the rest of the night eating chips and drinking my booze. Not that I mind guests drinking my booze, but she killed a bottle of wine on her own without a glass.
That's big Becca energy right there.
Spiraling. That's Becca in 2018 spiraling energy.
Oh, that's when I met you.
Aww.
And it absolutely is.
All right. Not that I mind, whatever. Okay. I'm sure she thinks I'm a dick, but my take on the situation is, one, I didn't invite her. Two, it's a huge pain in the ass to cook something gluten-free and vegan. Three, I'm about 80% sure she's lying about both dietary concerns, just to be difficult. Am I the asshole? No. Even if somebody was lying, if they say they have a dietary restriction, you shouldn't generally try to follow that. But she wasn't invited. She just showed up and expected you to magically have this food. And yeah, cooking something that's both gluten-free and vegan is hard. Like, I guess you could do
salad.
Well, the seitan tacos, right? Like,
depends,
right,
on
unless
the
it was flour tortillas. Maybe it was, yeah, so get like corn tortillas and seitan tacos, and that should be fine. I think she just wants to be difficult.
Is there no gluten in seitan?
Seitan. Am I thinking of something else? No, yeah, seitan is just gluten.
Oops. Good thing we corrected that, Rebecca.
Oops, all gluten.
Oh, our vegan listeners are like, oh, sweet. I can just go out and get a whole bunch of seitan. And then they're like, oh, no. Or that, not the vegan, the gluten-free people.
Yeah, I was going to say vegan people can. Well, yeah, then you would have like, I don't know, cauliflower tacos or something. But
plant-based cauliflower?
She's not your friend. Yeah, like if it was a friend that you went out of your way to invite and then they showed up and there was nothing there that they could eat, and these were dietary restrictions you knew about, then you would be the asshole. But she wasn't invited, and she just woke up today deciding she was vegan and gluten-free.
Yeah, I don't think this person, the poster, is the asshole either, because I don't understand. I mean, still seems like a group of people that you shouldn't get together right now. I don't know. Maybe they're all vaccinated. At any rate, chips? Are chips gluten-free?
Yeah. Tortilla chips are usually made with corn.
Hmm. I guess it depends on the type of chips.
Because I've made homemade tortilla chips. It's very easy to do, and they're way worth it. If you're going to do nachos or something that needs, like a chip that needs to bear a lot of weight, pro tip, make them yourself. You just need corn tortillas and vegetable oil.
I actually made my bed out of those chips because I needed it to bear a lot of weight. So thank you for that tip.
Yeah. 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 You're welcome.
What could you make that was gluten-free and vegan?
Lots of
That'd
stuff.
Be like party appropriate, I mean.
Like jackfruit nachos. We have this place that we like to go to in Boulder that has nachos, but it's instead of shredded chicken, it's smoked jackfruit. Mm. Jackfruit has basically the same exact texture as shredded chicken, but it tastes just like whatever you cook it in. So they smoke it and then toss it in like a chipotle kind of sauce, and it tastes just like barbecue chicken nachos, but it's vegan. So,
well, there you go. We solved it. Is it gluten-free though too?
Yeah, if you just do corn chips, yeah.
Perfect. All right. Mm-hmm. Not only is this person an asshole, but we've given them a fix for next time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
When the asshole friends rolls back up. Stop associating with people you don't like and let your friend who invited that friend know, hey, I didn't invite that person for a reason. Please don't invite them to things in the future. And that's it.
What if that person that brought them knows they don't like each other and just wants to see it blow up?
They just want to, yeah.
Just an agent of chaos at this party.
Yeah. In a word, chaos.
That's like whenever we invite Alex places, even though we don't want him there.
Did you say that as I was drinking my water?
Yeah. I was hoping you'd spit it onto the mic.
I'm trying to hydrate.
Well, it's not going to help your shingles. Will it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Everything online just said take an NSAID, like ibuprofen, and it'll eventually go away.
We need to get a real doctor on the podcast. Not David, but like someone real, so that they can tell us when we've said things that are medically inaccurate.
True. They can listen to all of the previous episodes.
And then we'll do an episode that's just corrections.
Yeah.
Do you think, you remember that time I said I could cut my arm off and it grows back? That was real though.
That's true.
It's because of that time I kissed a lizard.
It is true. If you cut your arm off, you should put it on ice because they can fix it. They'll sew it back.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right. I've got one I'm going to read now. This one has an original post and an update, apparently.
Got a pretty bad case of getting cut in half.
Yeah. Yeah. I was not able to attach his top half to his bottom half. In English, Doc, we ain't scientists. So, like, this is all from the movie Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story, which if you haven't seen it, it's like, God, I don't know, 15 years old at this point. It came out in the mid-2000s. It's so fucking funny. And
it's really funny.
I made Becca watch it one of the first times we were, like, really hanging out, and that's how I knew we could be friends, because she got it. And if you don't get it, when I was
living on my
crying
couch,
on your couch nightly.
And you made me pasta.
That was good pasta. That's my orange pasta. I haven't had that in a while.
And we watched Walk Hard, and I laughed.
Yeah, so. It was good. It was good. It was a good movie. Anyways, good you time. Should watch it. Great soundtrack, but just a really good movie overall. Very silly. Okay, this post is, am I the asshole for not answering any contact from work while on maternity leave?
Wait, I need the link.
Oh, that's right.
Thanks.
Okay. Here's the, I just sent the link and I'll send you the update as well.
Just waiting for you to send me a picture of link.
No, because I take the podcast seriously, Rebecca.
Okay.
I changed my trays yesterday. And the first set wasn't too bad. But this one, I guess, must be working on my middle two front teeth on the top, because when I tried to eat a sandwich for lunch this morning, like, it hurt so bad to just try to chomp down on it. So I had to turn mm-hmm. and try to eat the sandwich with my chompers. Okay. I work for my cousin. We're in the same field, but he owns a business. I started working for him 5 years ago and worked my way up to second or third in command at his fairly small company. I took 9 months of maternity leave, starting 2 weeks before my due date. My child
That's
is now
a lot.
6 months old, meaning I'm currently in my 7th month of leave and go back to work in about 10 weeks. During the last 7 months, there's been a few crises at work. They called me, and I fixed it. They should not have been doing this due to my maternity leave, but I didn't mention it because there were legitimate crises, and most of the time, it was my cousin asking. However, because I'm entering the end of my leave, I want some time completely free of work to recharge before I have to dive back in. So starting 2 weeks ago, I stopped answering my phone. At some point, it died, so I put it in the drawer and have it plugged in since. I have a landline for emergencies, a laptop to keep in touch with people, and a TV for entertainment, so I'm enjoying the break from the phone without issue. I can't even imagine.
That sounds so nice.
However, my cousin tried to call me a week ago to help with a client I handle. I had passed the client on to someone else, but something went wrong, so my cousin called me to help, and because I didn't answer, we lost the client. I know their contract was up for renewal, but I didn't think there would be any issues, so I saw no reason to check my phone. My cousin has told our family what happened. He's furious with me for not having my phone turned on when I knew the client would be up for renewal. He also says that I had been answering my phone this whole time. I should have warned someone that I would be uncontactable. I have called the client and tried to fix it, but they've already signed on with someone else. My cousin, wanting to stop this from happening again, as several more clients are up for renewal in the next couple months, has said that I need to be available for the next couple months so he can call me if there's another issue. I've said that I'm on maternity leave and therefore I should be left alone, so I will be leaving my phone off and it's shitty of him to ask otherwise. My cousin said that I was being selfish and accused me of trying to fuck him over, and my mother
wow.
and aunt agree with him, saying if I
wow.
don't answer my phone, there may not be a company to come back to, and accuse me of taking advantage of him because he's my cousin, as anyone else would have fired me over this. I've responded that if my cousin can't run his own business without me, then he's incompetent and shouldn't be in charge of an omelet, let alone a company. Specific. They said that was uncalled for and told me to switch my mobile on now so he can call me if he needs, but I'm still refusing. edit. Why do people think I went away with no plans in place? I had 6 months between figuring out I'd need the leave and going on leave, and I spent those 6 months assigning my clients to coworkers, bringing people up to speed on said clients, and even holding meetings where I introduced the clients to the new handlers. I worked all of this out months ago. So we'll...
not.
There is an update, but we'll talk about it first.
Not the asshole, but this sounds like a big mess. Like... why wouldn't you... okay, I get she's saying she passed her clients off, but if you're going to completely turn your phone off, you have to tell someone at that. I'm not disagreeing with the decision to do that, but you have to tell people that's what you're doing.
Yeah, I think that's my only, she had already...
that's my only legitimate critique of this. That doesn't make them the asshole. They're not the asshole. I'm just saying you have to... because you've been picking up the phone.
Yeah, that's how I said, like, you should have at least told them, like, hey, I really need to unplug these last couple of weeks. It is a long leave, but if they agreed on that, it's like, okay, well, we're just fulfilling the terms of what we agreed to.
It is a long leave, and this is why working with family, I think, can be really messy, is you don't think you need things in writing because you're thinking, this is my cousin, he'll respect my boundaries. But you didn't, it sounds like this person didn't communicate their boundaries when they decided that this was their new boundary, right? They had a boundary before, which was you can reach out to me for emergencies, and then they decided to unplug, which is fine, but you have to communicate that. And also, like, you have to have that in writing. I think most, like, if you're working for a company, the, like, terms of your maternity leave are very clear, right? That you will have a job when you come back, that's guaranteed. You're not expected to do any work during that time. Or if you're, you know, maybe expected to jump in cases of emergencies, here's those situations where you might be asked for help. But that it doesn't, because it's a family business, it sounds like they didn't have any of that outlined. So, this sucks.
Yeah, I wonder about that. But also, if you handed them off, like, it's not this person's fault that those clients were lost because they were on maternity leave that you agreed to. What's going on with your other, I assume, salespeople or account managers that they can't handle those clients, right? Hire better people. What are you reading right now? Comments?
Yeah, I'm reading some contrarian comments. There's a lot of people saying not the asshole. There are some ones making some points of, like, just because it's maternity leave doesn't mean you can completely, you know, screw your cousin over in this sense, right? Like, so it says, they're quoting the poster saying, I've responded that if my cousin can't run his business without me, then he's incompetent and shouldn't be in charge of an omelet, let alone a company. That's just saying you could fire me and you'd be fine, right? Like, that's all the poster's saying. That's what this person says, is you just made an argument for you being fired. If he doesn't need you to run the business, why is he paying you? If your role is vital, and they're saying you might not have a job to come back to if your role is indeed vital. So... I would agree. I don't think that makes them the asshole, but they need to understand what they're really saying here.
Yeah, I wonder too, is this person, are they in the US or anything like that? Because are the laws different where they are, where they're supposed to have real maternity leave, not like our fake maternity leave?
Here's an interesting comment. So, you're the asshole. Disclaimer, no workplace should ever expect an employee of any kind to be contactable during any form of leave, be it annual leave, sick leave, or maternity, paternity leave. Where I think you're the asshole here is, though, is by not saying from the start that you are uncontactable. You created the expectation that you would be available to some degree. You should have nipped it in the bud at the beginning. It's also perfectly reasonable of you to get to a point down the line where you say enough is enough and tell them that for the remainder of your leave, you will not be contactable. But to just go no contact without alerting anyone is not professional. I agree. Like, letting your phone die and then just being like, well, guess that's that. Like, then I you might get fired. I don't know. Sounds
so
messy.
So I want to read the update now that we've had some preliminary discussion here. First off, thank you for the support, advice, and differing perspectives you offer on my first post, which I think was marked as not the asshole, but I got more of an everybody
mixed,
sucks here vibe.
Mixed, yeah.
Yeah. Most of you agreed that I should not be working for my cousin. I mentioned on the last post that I'd had some offers from competitors, and while most paid about the same, they required a step down in my career. A few of you pointed out that if I can earn the same money after a step down, something isn't matching up. I did some research and came to the conclusion that I am being overworked and underpaid. I also triple-checked all my notes for the last 7 months of leave and calculated that I had worked for 87 days out of just over 200. That was where I hit my limit. I then reached out to some of the people who had made offers previously and asked if they could give me a formal offer. Three of them did. My favorite, and they spell that with a U, so I don't think they're in the U.S.
They might be in England.
My favorite has fewer hours and responsibilities and more money, and they're fine waiting on me to finish up my planned maternity leave, which is 9 more weeks at this point before I start. I had a check-in day scheduled for later this month, but pulled it forward to Monday and asked my cousin and a few others to be there. I laid out all of the above. I was open to negotiating in a way that would let me stay in the company, but my cousin flew off the handle, and after that we agreed that me staying was no longer an option. As I have 9 weeks left, I will hand in my notice, meaning I will not come back to work, but I will be paid for this time, as well as compensated for the leave I lost. My cousin has blocked me and everything, but his mom called my mom, who has been yelling at me for 2 days. I've had to block my own mother. My cousin is attempting to rally our entire family against me, but I have
Nan.
I assume that means grandma. I have not a number on my side, so he is not succeeding. I am never working with family again.
Yeah. Yeah. I know they're not asking for a judgment here, but I still once again say, like, this sucks for everyone involved, because it also sucks for the cousin who's now had to, like, spend the entire 9 months rearranging everything, and now you're just like, peace out, fuckers. Like, should have done research on the salary before. This is why working with family again is very messy. This all sounds bad.
So I guess the lesson here is families are bad. That's my takeaway.
Lesson here is never have a kid, so you never need maternity leave. You can just work until you die.
Smart. Love to be productive for the company.
Shareholder value.
Just love to grow that. Number one place to raise shareholder value.
Yep.
Year after year.
Yep. All right, let's take a quick break.
Cool. I have my questions or my topics.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay. While we're back, we said several prayers, just a handful of prayers during the break. You know, for Joe Biden and his continued dominance over this world.
His continued bipartisan unity. That's what's most important to me.
Yeah, I just, like, I don't need there to be big changes in this country. I want it to go back to how it was when white people could pretend like they didn't know there was still racism.
Yeah.
That was comfortable.
That's what I miss. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I've got my posts.
I'm ready.
And
ready to lose.
I know, right? You laughed at me all those times. You're like, this is so easy. You're such an idiot. But now here you are, the real idiot. And you have shingles. All right, pick a number.
4.
All right. Am I the asshole for not wanting my girlfriend to play football with boys? Am I the asshole for not muting on a Zoom call with friends? Am I the asshole for talking to my dad while he was on a work call and not leaving? Am I the asshole for bringing up PMS to my girlfriend? And am I the asshole for wanting to transition?
If that last one is real, then that's a big oof.
Oof.
If
it's real.
I'm going to go with PMS.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
The real one is, am I the asshole for not muting on a Zoom call with friends? I know.
One of these days.
Hopefully. Because I like it better when you make the things up, because then I get to just screw around while we're on our break. And now I have to, like, type and read shit. It's garbage. Do you want to take any of these to read as our next posts? I pulled them from the controversial posts in the last month, so I don't know how good they're going to be.
Let's read the PMS one. I want to know, because as someone who's currently PMSing,
PMS meaning pretty much shingles.
Yeah.
All right. Let me send you the post. Am I the asshole for bringing up PMS to my girlfriend? To start off, I know you never say to a girl on her period that the reason she's upset or having an argument is because of PMS. That part is clear to me. That's not what this post is about. One day, she and a roommate, Kay, had a big argument. The next day, I was with my girlfriend and she suggested to her that maybe the reason Kay was in such a bad mood was because she was on her period. I know, because they live together. And if she hadn't been, maybe the argument wouldn't have been as intense. I said this to try to make her feel less bothered by the argument together. However, she got very upset. She says I should never bring up PMS when talking about women, as it is invalidating and sexist. I then explained that I don't mean it in an invalidating way, only in an objective way, because from my understanding, PMS can change how a person reacts, and it could have been a factor in the argument. I know that the argument wasn't because of PMS. All I said was that it was worse than usual and could have been due to PMS. I apologized and tried to explain why I originally thought it was okay to talk about. This is a long parenthetical thought. It says, girlfriend was not the one on the period. Kay would never know I said anything. Also, previously talked to other people about PMS without it turning into an argument. End parentheses. But me explaining this came across as me trying to argue that I'm right, which made her even more angry. TLDR, girlfriend not on her period, but her friend is, which I brought up PMS as a possible factor, and she got upset because a guy saying PMS can affect people is sexist. Edit, to clarify, the girlfriend is not the one with the PMS, her friend is. I didn't say anything to her friend, it was a conversation between us only.
It still blows. Because if you're saying that, then she's going to think that.
You think that too, yeah,
that
about her.
You're having an argument with her, you're just being like, ah, she's probably just on the rag.
But he's just saying it could be a factor, not that it is.
Also, he's mixing up period versus PMS.
Yes, that too.
Different things. PMS is caused by, you know, in the like 10 days leading up to your period, all of your hormones change all at once. And so your brain goes, what the fuck? And it does change how you feel. And some people get it very severely and, you know, have, you know, problems with mood and emotions and overall outlook on life for like those few days. And then it goes away. But that doesn't mean that when you're having an argument with somebody, you want to hear them be like, it's probably just PMS.
Have you tried not having them parts leaking?
I have.
I've leaned down and been like, hey, could you not?
Please don't.
Not today. Not today. Yeah, I don't really have a horse in this race because, you know.
Oh, why?
Because my weeks start on Tuesday.
All right. Let me try to find one more before I go and die.
Oh, I hope you do. When's the last time you like really died?
I haven't been sick in like 2 years.
That's what we were. I was talking about that, I think, with Chris, or it might have been somebody else, but we were talking about how it's been so nice to just not be sick at all.
I haven't been sick since before I was dating David.
You took all of his immune system and made it your own?
Mm-hmm. Neither of us have really been all that sick. Like, we've had little colds and stuff in fall of 2019, you know, like you get a cold. But
I never was anything
bad.
I was super sick the February when I was in Ann Arbor. So February 2019, I think, because I was traveling back and forth. I went back to Ann Arbor like 4 times after moving to San Francisco.
You might have gotten COVID at, what's it called? RSA.
No, because I wasn't sick after that. This was before. This was like when we came here at the beginning of February for the CS conference. Like, everybody got sick, but I was sick earlier than them because I'd come in earlier and then had also traveled the month before. So I felt like I was just sick for 2 months.
That might have been COVID.
But I don't feel like the people around me got it.
Maybe.
I'm near David, I breathe on him so hard.
That's part of why I'm worried about. Like, we bought, you know, soup and Gatorade and all this stuff. It's very weird to know you're about to feel sick. Like, you never see it coming.
But that, like, to me, being sick because of this is nice enough because you're like, okay, it's working. It's going to suck for, like,
gonna go away.
12
yeah.
to 24 hours, and then you're going to feel fine.
Yeah.
Although I did, the week after my second shot, I was sleepy and, like, could not concentrate the whole time. It was like a lost week, basically.
That's how I feel the whole time I PMS, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be compounded. It's going to be great. Okay. This one is a silly one that we're going to end with. Am I the asshole for making kids yell penis and vagina so it is no longer funny? A couple years ago, I had to teach a course over the summer to like 11 through 14-year-olds about animals, and sexual reproduction came up. Every time I said a word like penis, sperm, vagina, or whatever, they would all giggle. It got so annoying, so I said, class, everyone say penis, and I'd make them say it like 30 times so it wasn't funny anymore. I think it would be funny still.
Yeah, to just be sitting there chanting penis, penis, penis,
penis, penis, penis. Same with vagina and all the other words. I literally made them say it for like 8 minutes or so until they got annoyed. Now, when I taught the class, it was no longer funny. I got a parent a few weeks later complaining about it and saying I shouldn't be saying those words so excessively around them, and I'm so inappropriate. I told her to leave me alone and stop wasting my time. She complained to my boss, who was pissed at me for being rude to a parent, and told me to apologize. I said no, and the boss looked stupid in front of her. I almost got fired over this. The ruling here is everyone sucks, and I have to say I agree. Like, I think it's a silly way to get that out of the way. Like, we're learning about animal reproduction. Let's just yell these words until they're not funny. But when a parent reaches out to you, you can't just be like, no, you idiot. This is how I teach my class. And then when your boss tells you
that, like, nope.
No, you fucker. Like, yeah, you're going to get fired. That. Yeah, somebody says, everyone sucks here. Why did you say, leave me alone, stop wasting my time? You could have just explained that those terms are scientific and this class is all about that topic and now the kids don't make a huge deal out of it. You shouldn't have just dismissed the parent in a hostile way. It's not helpful.
Should have made the parent say penis for 8 minutes.
Penis, penis, penis.
I think I would still laugh. Like, even as the teacher, too. I think I would have been laughing for making them do that.
For making them sit there and go, penis,
yeah.
Penis, penis.
That'd be a TikTok that I would put out there.
So, just teacher things.
Yeah, I don't know. If you're a teacher who has encouraged your kids to say penis, please let us know. We'd love to have you on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't, it would have been not the asshole except... Like, it's still your job. So if your boss is like, hey, that wasn't cool. Not necessarily saying those, but the reaction. I'd be like, okay, well, maybe I was in the
wrong here. Then
you
have to take it seriously. Maybe. Yeah, you can't just be like, no, you idiot. And then being like, I almost got fired. I'm going to take it to Reddit.
They'll know what to do.
Yeah, somebody says, you're the asshole. You absolutely are the asshole. It is okay to make them say the word until it loses its edge, and then you can have a conducive environment for learning. But you are a major asshole when a parent comes to you and complains. Instead of explaining what you were doing and why you were doing it, the effect it has, and the results it's given you over the years, you told them, leave me alone and stop wasting my time. That is exceedingly rude, and you doubled down in front of your boss, embarrassing him. I totally would have fired you for that. I agree.
We should open each episode going forth with 8 minutes of saying penis.
Penis, penis, penis.
We're going to normalize it.
Cool.
I'm excited. Well,
I'm going to go and try to clean up the apartment before I start feeling like death.
Okay, well, if you don't feel like death, because there's a chance you won't, let's play Smash Brothers later.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. Okay.
Great.
Yeah, pat Cammy for me, tell David I hate him, and I, you know, just have a good week. Okay, bye.